Not that long ago, I was at an event where a woman asked a typical question. She stood up and said, "I understand now from reading your book that I'm supposed to show respect to my husband even when I don't feel like it, just like he's supposed to show me love. But how do I do that when he's so critical of me all the time?" You know, that question is so hard to answer, but over the years, I have seen some rays of light. First, realize you don't have to feel a certain way before you act that way. In fact, I often think one of the things that most keeps us from really experiencing what God has for us is waiting until we feel it. Second, realize the power of respect to change a man's entire demeanor. In fact, some men become unloving because they feel so disrespected, which is a man's worst feeling. So making that effort to show that you respect him, to try to trust him, even when you don't feel like it, could end up breaking through and helping him become the truly loving man he wants to be. One tool that I thought was so powerful comes from author and broadcaster Nancy Lee DeMoss. I was doing a series of radio programs with her, and when we discussed this exact issue on air, she issued a challenge. She said, if you're dissatisfied with your marriage, if you're upset with your husband, the next 30 days, I would ask women to do two things. First, to not say anything bad about their man, either to him or about him to someone else. And second, to find one positive thing every day that you can affirm about your man and tell him. I know in some situations it may be hard to think about not saying anything negative about your husband for 30 days, even to your girlfriends. Or it may seem awkward to find one positive thing to affirm every day to him. But if you think about it, that is just putting Philippians 4 into practice. To think on whatever is lovely and pure and right and excellent and worthy of praise. How did Paul rejoice in all things, even when he was in a prison? By thinking on whatever is lovely and worthy of praise. Even in a difficult situation, that is a good model for us to do the same. And by doing so, not only will we be more at peace, but we might see a transformation in our man as well.
For WMBI, I'm Shanti Feldhahn.